Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Hare,
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Prabhupada je pokazao svoju vjeru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvatija sljedeći njegove instrukcije.
In the 1930s, when Srila Prabhupada was a young man, young Grihastha, he was walking with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati at Radhakund.
Kada je Srila Prabhupada bio mladi Grihastha, šetao je sa Bhaktisiddhantom Sarasvatijem na obali Radhakunda.
During that walk, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave Prabhupada many relevant and important instructions.
I za vrijeme te šetnje Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati je dao Srila Prabhupada mnoge važne instrukcije.
One of those instructions was, if you ever get money, print books and preach in the English speaking language.
I jedna od tih instrukcija je bila, ako ikad budeš imao novac, štampaj knjige i propovijedaj u zemljama gdje se govori engleski jezik.
So at that time Srila Prabhupada was a grihastha and he didn't have so much facility for executing this instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
U to vrijeme Srila Prabhupada bio grihastha i nije imao puno pogodnosti za izvršavanje te instrukcije Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
Rather he kept that heart, he kept that instruction there in his heart, one day desiring to try and fulfill it.
Ali držao tu instrukciju u svom srcu želeći da je jednog dana ispuni.
Then one day he was reading the Bhagavad Gita.
Onda je jednog dana čitao Bhagavad Gitu.
And he was reading the commentaries by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
I čitao je komentare Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura.
And in one of the purports to the verses of Bhagavad Gita, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said that one should take the instruction of the spiritual master like his life and soul.
I u jednom od spislova Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura on kaže da on treba da osoba treba prihvatiti instrukcije duhovnog učitelja kao njegov život i dušu.
So upon reading that purport, Srila Prabhupada he remembered the instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur many, many years ago.
I kada je pročitao taj smisao, Srila Prabhupada se sjetio instrukcije koje mu je Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati dao prije mnogo, mnogo godina.
He said, I must take this instruction of my spiritual master to preach in the English-speaking language like my life and soul.
I rekao je, moram prihvatiti ove instrukcije mog duhovnog učitelja da mantram, da propovjedam u zemljama gdje se govori engleski jezik kao moj život i dušu.
So shortly thereafter, Srila Prabhupada began his Back to Godhead magazine.
I ubrzo je Srila Prabhupada započeo svoj Back to Godhead magazine.
We all know the history of that magazine.
Svi znamo povijest tog magazina.
Prabhupada wrote the magazine.
Prabhupada je napisao taj časopis.
He edited the magazine.
I editirao ga je.
He took the magazine, the writings to the publishers.
Odnio ga je izdavačima.
He oversaw the printing of that magazine.
Gledao je štampanje tog časopisa.
And he even went on the streets of New Delhi and he distributed the Back to Godhead magazine.
I čak izašao na ulice Delija i dijelio taj časopis.
So we can see that Srila Prabhupada is the very perfect example of acharya.
I zato smatramo da je Srila Prabhupada savršen primjer acharya.
What does the word acharya mean?
Što znači riječ acharya?
It means a great spiritual master who teaches by example.
To znači veliki duhovni učitelj koji podučava svojim primjerom.
Actually, the spiritual master never requests us to do something that he himself cannot do or is doing.
Zapravo duhovni učitelj nikad ne zahtjeva da neko napravi nešto što on sam već ne čini.
So if you're a book distributor, you can think of Srila Prabhupada on the streets of New Delhi distributing copies of the Back to Godhead magazine.
Stoga, ako ste dijelioci knjiga, možete se sjećati kako je Srila Prabhupada dijelio svoje kopije Back to Godheada na ulicama Novog Delija.
One time it was so hot that Srila Prabhupada fainted in the heat.
Jedan put je bilo toliko vruće da se Srila Prabhupada onesvijestio zbog vrućine.
Nevertheless, he never gave up his fine example, his perfect example of distributing Krishna conscious literature.
Ali nikad nije napustio stvari taj svoj primjer dijeljenja literature svjesne Krišne.
One day Prabhupada met one man and said, it's very nice that you're following the instructions of your Guru Maharaj to write and distribute literature in the English-speaking language.
Jedan put mu jedan gospodin rekao, veoma je fino da slijediš primjer svog duhovnog učitelja i dijeliš literaturu na engleskom jeziku.
But he said, I'd like to make a humble suggestion.
Ali ja bih htio stvari predložiti nešto, ponizno predložiti.
So Prabhupada was a pure devotee, he didn't need to take information from anyone.
Prabhupada je bio čisti bhakta, nije trebao potražiti informaciju od nikoga drugog.
But many times a humble devotee will take it that Krishna is speaking through another party, through another person.
Ali često čisti bhakta u stvari prihvaća da Krishna govori kroz drugu osobu.
The Lord's mercy comes in many ways.
Milost gospodina dolazi na mnoge načine.
Krishna has many mouths in this world.
Krishna ima mnogo usta u ovom svijetu.
In which to enlighten his devotee.
Kroz koje inspirira, prosvjetljuje svoje bhakte.
Vivamangala Thakur, he was attached to a prostitute.
Vivamangala Thakur je bio priučen prostitutkom.
And he went to much trouble to try to come to the house of that prostitute to enjoy her.
I morao je proći kroz mnogo problema da bi u stvari došao do te prostitutke, uživao sa njom.
So one day after he'd gone through much difficulty to come to her house, she said, "My dear Vivamangala Thakur."
I nakon što je prošao kroz mnogo poteškoća jednog dana da bi došao do nje, ona mu je rekla: "Moj dragi Vivamangala Thakur."
If you went to the same effort to try to serve Krishna as you are to try to enjoy me, you would become a pure devotee overnight.
Ona mu je rekla, ako si s istim naporom, ako bi uložio isti trud da služiš Krišnu kao što si uložio trud da dođeš k meni, postao bi preko noći čisti bhakta.
So although it was a prostitute speaking, Vivamangala Thakur later wrote in his writings, he said he took it that his eternal spiritual master, his Guru Maharaj, whose name was Somagiri, who had passed away by that time, was speaking to him through the mouth of the prostitute.
I Vivamangala Thakur je kasnije zapisao da je njegov duhovni učitelj u stvari govorio kroz usta te prostitutke.
So Krishna can enlighten us in many interesting and wonderful ways.
I Krishna nas može inspirirati na mnoge, kroz mnoge načine.
Chanakapanda says that one should take knowledge even from a fool if it is good Krishna conscious instruction.
Čanaka Panit je rekao da osoba može prihvatiti znanje čak i od budale ako je svjesno Krišna.
He should take gold even if it comes from a filthy place like a muddy river.
On može uzeti i zlato čak i ako dolazi iz blatnjave rijeke.
He should marry a girl even if she comes from a lower class family if she exhibits nice Krishna conscious qualities of shyness and chastity.
Može se oženiti djevojkom čak i ako dolazi iz niskoklasne porodice ako ona je čestita.
So Prabhupada took this maxim of Chanaka Pandit practically.
I Srila Prabhupada je praktično prihvatio to što je Chanaka Pandit rekao.
And when this man, who may have not been anyone special, suggested that he could offer some advice to Srila Prabhupada about how to fulfill the instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Prabhupada listened very carefully.
I kada mu je taj čovjek, koji možda nije bio niko posebno, u stvari predložio da mu daje jedan savjet, on je to prihvatio i pažljivo slušao.
So this man said, "These magazines, these English magazines about Krishna are very nice."
I taj čovjek je rekao, "Ovi časopisi o Krišni su jako fini."
But they're just something that one reads one or two times and then puts to the side.
Ali magazine obično neko pročita kratko i onda ih odloži.
But if you were to write or translate the great scriptures of India and print these books in a very attractive way, then I'm sure that your message would go much deeper into the hearts of the English speaking world.
Ali ako bi prevodio tu literaturu i štampao knjige, onda sam siguran da bi tvoja poruka otišla mnogo dublje u srca ljudi.
So Prabhupada went home that night and he thought very carefully. He said, "Yes, that's very good advice. I'm distributing magazines, but if I was distributing big books, people might take the message even more seriously."
I Srila Prabhupada je otišao to veće kući i razmislio o tome i zaključio je da da, ako bi štampao knjige, onda bi ljudi mnogo zbiljnije prihvatili poruku Krišne.
And again, Prabhupada thought of the instructions of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that one should take the instruction of the spiritual master as one's life and soul.
I opet sjetio se toga što je Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur rekao da osoba treba prihvatiti instrukcije duhovnog učitelja kao svoj život i dušu.
So he desired to translate the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, etc. into English.
I zato je želio u stvari prevesti Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam i tako dalje na engleski jezik.
But he didn't have so much time.
Ali nije imao toliko vremena.
But still he got some copies of Srimad Bhagavatam by Vishwanath, written or translated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Baladev Bidyabhusana and Sridhar Swami.
Ali pak uzeo je kopije i prevode Bhagavad Gita Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur, Vidya Bhushana I Sridhar Swami.
And it was his desire to find time to sit every evening and translate those books utilizing their purports.
I njegova želja bila da pronađe vrijeme I da prevedete knjige I napiše smislove.
But he was having a hard time finding time because his wife, Rajini, she wasn't so interested in Krishna consciousness.
Ali mu je bilo teško pronaći vrijeme zato što njegova žena Rajini nije bila tako zainteresirana za svjesnost Krishna.
When Prabhupada wanted to go to the temple to see the deities and do kirtan and bhajan, she wanted to go to some social event, some party.
Kad je Prabhupada želio u temple da prisustvuje kirtanima I bhajanima, ona je htjela otići da bi prisustvovala nekim društvenim događajima.
When Prabhupada wanted to read, she would rather read the newspaper.
I kad je Prabhupada želio čitati, ona je radije čitala novine.
And she wasn't really cooperating with Prabhupada very much in his efforts to preach Krishna consciousness. In fact, when she had the opportunity to take initiation from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, she, no, I'm not interested.
I nije puno u stvari surađivala sa Srila Prabhupadom u njegovim naporima u stvari da praktisira svjesnost Krishna I kada je bila u prilici da uzme inicijaciju od Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, ja rekla je ne, nisam zainteresirana.
So Prabhupada was finding that household life was not so favorable for his Krishna consciousness.
I zato je Prabhupada zaključio da u stvari taj život, porodični život nije veoma dobar za njegovu svjesnost Krishna.
He tried his best, he set a good example, but it just wasn't working.
Dao je najbolje od sebe, ali jednostavno to nije išlo.
In fact, an astrologer had predicted that Srila Prabhupada would be one of the most wealthiest men in India.
Zapravo jedan astrolog je predvidio da će Srila Prabhupada biti jedan od najbogatijih ljudi u Indiji.
But things just weren't happening like that.
Ali stvari se nisu tako dešavale.
Later on, Srila Prabhupada told us.
Kasnije nam je Srila Prabhupada rekao.
He said, Krishna very kindly took everything away from me so I could execute the instruction of my Guru Maharaj.
Rekao je, Krishna je ljubazno sve uzeo od mene tako da mogu izvršiti instrukciju mog Guru Maharaja.
In some circumstances, everything we have can be dovetailed in the service of the Lord.
U određenim okolnostima sve može biti iskorišteno u službi za gospodina.
Sometimes the Lord will give everything to his devotee to fulfill his instructions.
Ponekad će gospodin dati svom bhakti sve da ispuni njegove instrukcije.
Like he gave everything to Dhruva Maharaj to fulfill his instructions.
Kao što je dao sve Dhruva Maharaja da ispuni njegove instrukcije.
But from Bali Maharaj he took everything away to fulfill his instructions.
Od Bali Maharaja je uzeo sve da bi ispunio njegove instrukcije.
And in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna tells Maharaj Yudhishthira.
U desetom pjevanju gospodin Krishna kaže Maharaj Yudhishthira.
My dear Maharaj Yudhishthira, my first mercy upon my pure devotee.
Moj dragi Yudhishthira Maharaj, prva u stvari moja milost prema mom čistom bhakti.
Is that I take everything away from that personality, so the poor fool has no other shelter than to take refuge at my lotus feet.
Sve uzimam od te jadne osobe, tako da on nema drugog sloga nego da uzme moje utočište.
So, Srila Prabhupada, although according to astrology, he was supposed to be a very successful materialistic person.
Srila Prabhupada, iako prema astrologiji trebao biti veoma uspješan materialista.
Krishna is the supreme controller.
Krishna je svevišnji kontroler.
He controls the stars.
On kontrolira zvijezde.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was a great astrologer, but he gave astrology up. Because he said astrology does not take into consideration the supreme will of Krishna.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati je bio veliki astrolog, ali on je napustio u stvari astrologiju zato što je rekao da astrologija ne uzima u obzir svevišnju volju gospodina.
Every devotee has a certain destiny, but if Krishna wants to use that devotee as his instrument, he can smash your chart.
Svaki bakta ima određenu sudbinu, ali ako gospodin želi iskoristiti tog baktu, onda on može potpuno uništiti tu čartsku.
Astrology is bona fide, and we use it under certain circumstances to name a baby or to find out about a marriage, but we don't depend on it like we depend upon the will and mercy of Krishna.
Astrologija je vjerodostojna I koristimo donekle da bi odredili recimo ime djetetu ili u sklapanju brakova, ali nije toliko važno za svjesnost Krishna.
So it was that Srila Prabhupada's business failed.
I desilo se to da je Srila Prabhupadov posao propao.
And one day he came home and he found that his Bhagavatams were missing.
I jednog dana kad je došao kući, otkrio da njegovi bhagavatami nedostaju.
He said to his wife, "Have you seen my bhagavatams?"
I rekao svojoj ženi, "Da li si vidjela moje bhagavatame?"
And she said, "Yes, I took them to the market and I exchanged them for some tea and some biscuits."
Ona je rekla, "Da, odnijela sam ih na market i zamijenila sam ih za čaj i kekse."
I said, "You did what?"
Što si uradila?
She said, "I took those old books and I changed them for some delicious, tasty, yum 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 biscuits and English tea made in London."
Rekla je, zamijenila sam ih za divne ukuse kolače, kekse i za engleski čaj iz Londona.
So Prabhupada said, "That is the last straw."
Prabhupada je rekao, to je posljednja kapu čaši.
He was saying in English, "The straw that broke the camel's back." Okay, anyway. Prabhupada said, "That's too much."
Prabhupada je rekao, to je too much.
Too much. Like in Iskana, okay. "That's too much, Prabhu." The Prabhupada said, "Now you have to decide. Do you want me, or do you want the tea and the biscuits?"
Prabhupada je rekao, "Sada trebaš odlučiti. Da li želiš mene ili čaj i kekse?"
So in a kind of joking way, but sarcastically, she said, "The biscuits and the tea, Prabhu."
U šaljivom raspoloženju, ali sarkastično, ona je rekla, "Čaj i kekse, Prabhu."
So she was very surprised the next morning. Prabhupada left.
Bila veoma iznenađena kada je sljedeće jutro Prabhupada otišao.
He was in his 50s, actually sannyas is more or less mandatory when you reach 50.
Već je bio u svojim 50-ima.
So Prabhupada left to go to Vrindavan to write his books.
I Prabhupada je otišao u Vrindavan da piše knjige.
He took like vanaprastha. But while he was living in Vrindavan and he was writing his purports to Srimad Bhagavatam,
ali dok je živio u Vrindavanu i pisao uslove na Srimad Bhagavatam,
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati appeared to him in a dream.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati mu se pojavio u snu.
And in that dream, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was waving, come with me, take sannyas, take sannyas.
I u tom snu Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati mu je mahao, dođi sa mnom, uzmi sannyas.
Prabhupada said he would wake up in the middle of the night, afraid. Ah, sannyas, take sannyas. He said, "I'm not very inclined towards austerities."
Prabhupada bi se probudio u snu i rekao, "Sannyas, uzeti sannyas, pa nisam veoma sklon strogostima."
And he had this dream several times.
Sanjao je taj san više puta.
Then one of Prabhupada's sannyasi godbrothers, he preached to Srila Prabhupada that in order to really completely dedicate himself to the following instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati to preach in English, he had to take sannyas.
I onda jedan god brother Srila Prabhupada bi bio brat po Bogu u stvari propovjedao Srila Prabhupada da ukoliko stvarno želi prihvatiti te instrukcije i posvetiti se instrukcijama Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswatija, onda treba propovijedati u zemljama gdje se govori engleski jezik.
So Prabhupada again thought of the instructions of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. You have to take the instruction of your Guru Maharaj like it's your very life and soul.
I Srila Prabhupada se opet sjetio riječi Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura da instrukcije duhovnog učitelja trebamo prihvatiti kao svoj život i dušu.
Just like the baby is connected to the mother through the umbilical cord.
Kao što je beba povezana sa majkom kroz putem pupčane vrpce.
So the disciple is connected to the spiritual master through the instructions of the spiritual master.
Na isti način učenik je povezan sa duhovnim učiteljem putem instrukcija.
So Prabhupada was thinking in this way that my Guru Maharaj is asking me to take sannyas.
I Prabhupada je razmišljao na taj način, moj Guru Maharaj traži od mene da uzmem sannyas.
He thought this was appropriate because the sannyasi, he dedicates his body, his mind and words fully in the service of Krishna.
I on je mislio da bi to u stvari bilo prikladno zato što sannyasi potpuno posvećuje svoje tijelo, um i riječi u službi duhovnog učitelja.
The sannyasis, they carry that tridandi.
Sannyasi nose taj tridandi.
It's a stick, but it has a curved portion at the top.
To je kao štap, ali na vrhu ima kao zakrivljen.
So that makes three points. One, two, and the top of the stick.
I tako da u stvari ima tri vrha tog štapa.
So when a Vaishnava sannyasi carries that dandi, it means that he engages fully his body, his mind, and his words in the service of Krishna.
I kada vaishnavski sanjasi nosi tu dandu, to znači da on uključuje potpuno svoje tijelo, riječi i um u služenju Krishne.
So Prabhupada said, yes, all right, I will take sannyas.
I tako Prabhupada rekao, da, u redu, uzet ću sannyas.
So he took sannyas.
Uzeo sam,
and we know that he lived in the Radha Damodar temple.
Znamo da je živio u Radha Damodar temple.
And Prabhupada had two rooms in Radha Damodar.
I imao je tamo dvije sobe u Radha Damodar.
One room was where he wrote and he slept.
U jednoj sobi je spavao i pisao.
And the other room was the kitchen.
A druga prostorija je bila kuhinja.
So from that kuhina, that kitchen, there's a little window and he could see the Samadhi Mandir of Sri Rupa Goswami.
I kroz prozor te kuhinje se može vidjeti Samadhi Rupe Goswami.
So many times Prabhupada was cooking or he was taking prasad and he would look out at the Samadhi Mandir of Rupa Goswami. And by looking at that Samadhi, his heart would be inspired with this dedication to go to the West and preach Krishna consciousness.
I mnogo puta kada je Šrila Prabhupada kuhao, gledao bi kroz prozor na taj Samadhi Rupe Goswami i onda bi postao prepravljen u stvari tom odlučnošću da ode na zapad i propovjeda u zemljama gdje se govori engleski jezik.
In other words, our relationship with the previous acharyas is a very dynamic relationship.
Naša povezanost u stvari sa prethodnim acharyama je veoma u stvari dinamična.
It's not that they're dead and gone and there's no connection.
Nije da su oni mrtvi i otišli, da ne postoji povezanost sa njima.
The connection is there on the transcendental platform.
Ta povezanost i dalje postoji na transcendentalnom nivou.
And if you pray to these great acharyas, Vandana, if you pray to these great acharyas like Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Sanana Saraswati Thakur, Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then they will reciprocate with your prayers, they'll give you their mercy.
I ako se molimo u stvari tim prethodnim acharyama, oni će uzvratiti na naše molitve i dati nam milost.
On the Samadhi Mandir of Haridas Thakur in Jagannath Puri, Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote one thing, it's now in the form of a plaque on the Samadhi.
I u Samadhi Mandiru u Haridas Thakura Bhakti Vinod Thakur je napisao nešto što je sad stavljeno tamo.
He reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still and sound.
Pogrešno zaključuje onaj koji misli da Vaishnava umire dok još živi u
A Vaishnava dies to live and while living tries to spread the holy name around.
Vaishnava živi i dok živi on pokušava proširiti sveto ime.
So Prabhupada told us that he received so much inspiration from Rupa Goswami in his Samadhi Mandir.
Prabhupada je rekao da je dobio toliko inspiracije od Rupe Goswamija dok je živio u njegovom
One time when Prabhupada was giving his famous series of Nectar of Devotion classes at the Radha Damodar temple, he was sitting right next to Rupa Goswami's Samadhi.
I jednom dok je Šrila Prabhupada davao u stvari lekcije iz ambrozije predanosti, sjedio je odmah pored Samadhi Rupe Goswamija.
And he said, because of the presence of Rupa Goswami's Samadhi, Mandir at that spot, he said, that place around the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami was the most sacred place in the whole universe.
I tada je rekao, zbog prisustva tog u stvari Samadija Rupa Goswamija, to mjesto oko tog Samadija je najsvetije mjesto u čitavom univerzumu.
And so it was that Prabhupada completed the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
I tu je Srila Prabhupada završio prvo pjevanje Srimad Bhagavatam.
And then, well, it's history, you all know. Then he was able to go to America on the Jaladuta with a trunk of those books.
I onda, znate već kako je to kasnije išlo, otišao je u Ameriku na Jaladuti sa kovčegom tih knjiga.
And only 40 rupees.
I sa samo 40 rupija.
40 rupees, Prabhupada later said, was one day's spending money in America.
I Šrila Prabhupada je rekao da je to bio novac dovoljan za potrošiti jedan dan u Americi.
So really, you could say he arrived penniless because it was about $7. What is $7?
I zato možeš da sad reći da je došao potpuno švorc, zato što je, šta je to $7?
You can buy a couple of apples and some potato chips or something.
Možete kupiti nekoliko jabuka i chips.
But you should know that Prabhupada never spent that 40 rupees.
Ali trebate znati da Prabhupada nikad nije potrošio tih 40 rupija.
Never spent it. Chaitasahasravakamani, Mai Sanyasimatpara, Buddhi Yoga Mapashvita, Machita Satatam Bhavam. Krishna. In all activities and for the results, simply depend upon me.
U svim aktivnostima rezultati zavise jednostavno od mene.
I work fully under my protection.
Potpuno su pod mojom upravom zaštitom.
In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me.
Aha, potpuno djeluj potpuno pod mojom zaštitom i u takvoj aktivnosti budi potpuno svjestan mene.
So the pure devotee is completely dependent upon Krishna.
Iz toga čisti bhakta je potpuno zavisan od Krishna.
And he has full faith in Krishna's instructions.
I ima punu vjeru u Krishnine instrukcije.
Yoga kshemam bahamyaham. For my devotee, I protect whatever he has and I give that devotee whatever he needs.
Za svog bhaktu sačuvam sve što ima i dajem mu sve što mu nedostaje, što mu treba.
Prabhupada said the Lord, he's giving the ant in the jungle one grain of sugar every day, and he's also giving the elephant 2 tons of grass to eat, and they're not going to the factory every day to work.
Što je Prabhupada je rekao da i mravima u džungli gospodin daje zrno šećera svaki dan i slonima daje tone hrane, ali nije potrebno da idu svaki dan u tvornicu i rade.
Nitya nitya nam, chaitanas chaitananam, Ekobahanam Yovadidati Kamam. Out of all the eternal beings, there is one, Eka Krishna, who is fulfilling the desires of everyone else.
Od svih vječnih bića postoji jedan Krishna koji ispunjava želje svih drugih.
So Krishna will take care of an ant, and Krishna will take care of a stupid elephant, who are not even his devotees, then will Krishna not take care of his fully surrendered devotee? Of course he will.
Stoga, ako se Krishna brine o mravima, ako se Krishna brine o glupim slonovima, zar se Krishna neće brinuti o svojim predanim baktama? Naravno da hoće.
So, Krishna took care of Srila Prabhupada.
Stoga, Krishna se brinio za Srila Prabhupada.
When Prabhupada got off the boat in New York City, he started walking. He said, I did not know if I should go left or right.
I kad je Srila Prabhupada sišao u stvari sa ovog broda i počeo hodati, nije rekao je, nisam znao da li trebam ići lijevo ili desno.
But Krishna directed him from within his heart.
Ali Krishna ga je upravljao iz srca.
And Prabhupada was successful.
Prabhupada je bio uspješan.
Actually, Prabhupada went back to India in 1971.
Zapravo Srila Prabhupada se vratio u Indiju 1971.
He had some heart trouble.
Ima problema sa srcem.
So he went back, he was going back to Vrindavan to see a Kaviraj, to see an Ayurvedic doctor.
I išao je nazad u Vrindavan da bi vidio Kavirađa, ovog ayurvedskog doktora.
At that time, he told us, he said, I don't know if I'm coming back.
I tada nam je rekao, ja ne znam da li ću se vratiti.
He said, but I have given you sufficient instructions that you can, that this Krishna that this Krishna conscious movement will continue to expand all over the world.
Ali rekao, dao sam vam dovoljno instrukcija da će se ova stvari svjesnost Krishna proširiti širom svijeta.
And Lord Nishimhadev will protect you.
I gospodin Nishimhadev će vas zaštititi.
So many devotees were crying because they were thinking Prabhupada's not coming back.
I mnogi bhakti su plakali jer su mislili da Prabhupada se neće vratiti.
And then one devotee said to Prabhupada, well Prabhupada, if you don't come back, can you send one of your godbrothers back?
I onda je jedan bhakta rekao Srila Prabhupada, ako se ne vratiš, možeš li poslati nekog od svojih god brothera?
And you know what Prabhupada did?
I znate li šta je Srila Prabhupada učinio?
He started crying.
Počeo je plakati.
He said, you think, you're my disciple. He said, you think there's someone who can replace me?
Rekao, vi ste moji učenici, mislite da ima, postoji neko ko me može zamijeniti?
And he said, if that personality comes and says one thing different than me, that will create chaos in my International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
I rekao, ako ta osoba dođe i samo kaže jednu stvar različitu od mene, to će napraviti kaos u društvu za svjesnost Krishna.
So Prabhupada was instructing us that we should respect his godbrothers, but we should always stick with Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON.
Srila Prabhupada nas je u stvari poučio da uvijek trebamo poštovati njegove godbrothere, ali se uvijek trebamo držati ISKCON-a.
This means that we should respect the members of the Gaudiya Math.
To znači da trebamo poštovati članove Gaudiya Matha.
But we shouldn't associate intimately with them.
Ali se ne bi trebali blisko u stvari družiti s njima.
It's a bona fide family.
to je vjerodostojna porodica.
But we have our family ISKCON.
Ali mi imamo svoju porodicu ISKCON.
And sometimes they say things a little bit different than Srila Prabhupada.
I ponekad oni u stvari govore različite stvari od Srila Prabhupada.
But we know that Srila Prabhupada is a very special personality. He's Krishna's dearmost son.
Ali mi znamo da je Srila Prabhupada jako specijalna ličnost, on je Krišin veoma drag, najdraži sin.
As evidenced by the fact that Srila Prabhupada was the most successful in spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world.
Što je potvrđeno činjenicom da je Srila Prabhupada bio najuspješniji u širenju svjesnosti Krišne širom svijeta.
Unfortunately, we see nowadays many devotees are going to join the Gaudiya Math.
Nažalost, danas vidimo da se mnogi bhakte priključuju Gaudiya Mathu.
But we should be respectful, but we should feel satisfied associating with the devotees in ISKCON, just like Prabhupada. When Prabhupada wanted association, he associated with his disciples.
Moramo u stvari imati poštovanja, ali trebamo se u stvari družiti sa baktama u ISKCON upravo poput Prabhupada. Kada je on tražio društvo, on se družio sa svojim učenicima.
Prabhupada said, I have given you everything.
Prabhupada je rekao, sve sam vam dao.
There's no need to go outside of ISKCON for any deeper knowledge of Krishna consciousness, or even if ISKCON's having some troubles, we shouldn't leave. We should stick to ISKCON and help to rectify the problems and make everything nice for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure.
Ne biste trebali odlaziti iz ISKCON-a, ja sam vam sve dao. Čak i ako u ISKCON-u ima problema, trebate tu ostati i pomoći da se u stvari poprave ti problemi.
So Prabhupada went to India.
Dakle, Prabhupada je otišao u Indiju
with one disciple.
S jednim učenicom.
And he still had that 40 rupees in his pocket.
Još ima tih 40 rupija u svom džepu.
The same 40 rupees.
Istih 40.
And it wasn't all crumbled up, and after so many years, Prabhupada was very careful with money.
I nisu bili skroz gužvani, Prabhupada je bio veoma pažljiv s novcem.
Nicely folded 40 rupees.
Bili su fino složeni tih 40 rupija.
And when they got to New Delhi, there was no one to pick Prabhupada up.
I kad su stigli u New Delhi, nije bilo nikoga da pokupi Srila Prabhupada, da sačeka Srila
Prabhupada. He is Krishna's most dearest servant.
On je Krišnin najdraži sluga.
The most exalted soul in the entire universe.
Najuzvišenija duša u čitavom univerzumu.
And nobody was at the airport to pick him up.
Ali nikog nije bilo na aerodromu da ga sačeka.
Calcutta. So Prabhupada called one taxi.
I Prabhupada je pozvao taksi.
And they went to one place where Prabhupada was going to stay.
I odveo ga u stvari na mjesto gdje je Srila Prabhupada trebao odsjesti.
And then Prabhupada gave the 40 rupees to his disciple and said, pay the taxi man.
I Srila Prabhupada je dao tih 40 rupija svom učeniku i rekao, plati vozaču taksija.
Prabhupada said, it won't be very much.
I rekao je, neće biti jako puno.
But that disciple was very naive about the ways of India.
Ali taj učenik bio veoma naivan vezano za kako stvari stoje u Indiji.
So he gave the whole 40 rupees to the taxi wala expecting change, and the taxi wala drove off.
I dao je tih 40 rupija tom vozaču taksija, očekujući da će mu ovaj vratiti kusur, ali taj vozač je jednostavno otišao.
So Prabhupada was very angry at that disciple. He said, you're so naive, you've got cheated.
I Srila Prabhupada je bio veoma ljut na tog učenika, rekao, tako si naivan, prevario te.
So that's the history of those 40 rupees.
I to je stvari povijest tih 40 rupija.
If I had those 40 rupees, I'd put them in a frame and put them on the altar and do puja to them every day.
Ako bi ja imao tih 40 rupija, stavio bih u okvir i stavio bih na oltar i obožavao svaki dan.
Because Prabhupada carried those 40 rupees for about 6 years and didn't feel necessary to spend them, but because he was fully surrendered to Krishna, Krishna took care of him at every minute.
Srila Prabhupada je nosio otprilike 7 godina tih 40 rupija i nije smatrao neophodnim da ih potroši zato što je Krishna brinuo o njemu, imao potpunu vjeru u Krishnu.
Those rupees demonstrated Srila Prabhupada's full surrender to Krishna.
I tih 40 rupija u stvari demonstriraju Srila Prabhupadovu potpunu predanost Krishni.
Where are those rupees now?
Gdje je sada tih 40 rupija?
Only Krishna knows.
Samo Krishna
knows. Somewhere. So, then as we know, everything expanded.
Onda kao što znamo, sve se počelo širiti.
Prabhupada came back from India.
Prabhupada se vratio iz Indije.
The devotees were so happy when Prabhupada came back.
Bhakti su bili jako sretni kad se Srila Prabhupada vratio.
It's very difficult to describe what the receptions were like when Srila Prabhupada came to a temple.
Veoma teško opisati kako su ga primili kad se vratio u hram nazad u tempel.
They were like spiritual world.
Bilo je kao u duhovnom svijetu.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he once said, "One day I woke up and saw that my whole house had been transformed into Vaikuntha."
Bhaktivinoda Thakur rekao, jedan dan sam se probudio i vidio da je moja čitava kuća transformirana u Vaikuntu.
Well, that's what it was like when Śrīla Prabhupāda came to the house or came to the temple.
Tako bi bilo kada bi Śrīla Prabhupāda došao u kuću ili u hram.
The whole house became transformed into Vaikuntha.
Čitava kuća bi se transformirala u Vaikuntu.
So in this way, the Krishna conscious movement spread all over the world.
Na ovaj način pokretnost Krishna se širio širom svijeta.
Very quickly.
Veoma brzo.
And Prabhupada went back to India again in 1973.
I Prabhupada ponovo išao u Indiju u 1973.
And when he got back to India, he was criticized by some of his godbrothers.
I kad se vratio u Indiju, kritizirali su ga neki njegovi godbrotheri.
He said, "Ah, they said, you know, it's no big deal. You went there. Anyone could have gone there and done it."
Rekli su mu, "Oh, to nije velika stvar. Bilo ko je mogao otići i učiniti tu stvar kao i ti."
In fact, Prabhupada wasn't the only one that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati instructed to go to the Western countries.
Zapravo, Śrīla Prabhupada nije bio jedini kojem je Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati rekao da ide na zapad.
But Prabhupada was the one who was successful.
Ali Prabhupada je bio taj koji je bio uspješan.
So they said, "Oh, anybody could have done it."
I onda su govorili, "Oh, bilo ko je to mogao učiniti."
So Prabhupada said, he told the story of Christopher Columbus.
Ispričao priču o
Christopher Columbus. He said Christopher Colombo. He went and discovered America. When he came back, some of his friends, they were a little envious. They said, "Ah, he just got on the boat and sailed into the Americas. Nobody, anybody could have done."
Ispričao tu priču o Kolumbu, kada je Kolumbu Kolumbo otkrio Ameriku, kad se vratio, njegovi prijatelji su mu rekli, "Oh, bilo ko je to mogao učiniti."
So Colombo, he said, "All right." He said, "You think anyone could have done it?" They said, "Yes."
I oni rekao, "Mislite da to bilo ko mogao učiniti?" I oni su rekli, "Da."
So Prabhupada, he said, Colombo, he took an egg and he put it on the table and he said, "Okay, make this egg stand up."
I Kolumbo je uzeo ova jaje i rekao, "Okay, možete li staviti ovo jaje da stoji?"
So they tried to balance it perfectly, but an egg, you know how an egg is, it just always kept falling over. All five or six of his friends, they tried.
Svi tih pet ili šest prijatelja su pokušavali učvrstiti to jaje da stoji, ali znate kako jaje uvijek je padalo na stranu.
So they said, "Who can do it?"
I oni su rekli, pa ko to može učiniti?
So Christopher Columbus, he said, "I can do it."
I zato je Kolumbo rekao, "Ja to mogu učiniti."
So he took the egg and then he just hit the bottom of it with a little knife and made it flat and then he stood it on top of the table.
I to što je on učinio, stvari, stavio je jaje i onda ga je na dnu malo udario tako da je bilo pljosnato i da je moglo stajati na stolu.
So they said, "Oh, anybody could have done that."
Bilo ko je to mogao učiniti.
So Christopher Columbus said, "Why didn't you do it?"
I onda je Kolumbo rekao, "Zašto vi to niste učinili?"
So then they had to shut up.
I onda su morali začepiti.
He said, "Well, anybody could have gone to America, then why didn't you do it if it's so easy?"
I onda isto rekao, bilo ko je mogao otići u Ameriku, pa ako je to bilo ko mogao učiniti, zašto niste to učinili?
And they still are very critical. You're going to Western countries, and you're initiating these Western boys and girls into the chanting of the holy names of God.
I ti, stari godbrotheri Śrīla Prabhupāda su rekli, i ti odlaziš u zapadne zemlje i daješ inicijaciju tim zapadnim momcima i djevojkama.
And they said that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that one should not disturb the minds of the innocent.
I onda su rekli, Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita da osoba ne smije uznemiravati umove nevinih.
Which is true.
Što je istina.
Jesus said we should not throw our pearls before swine.
Isus je rekao da ne trebamo bacati perle ispred svinja.
What can a low class animal understand about pearls?
Što može tako nisko klasna životinja razumjeti o perlama? Ona ih samo pojede.
But Prabhupada says in that purport to that verse that one should not disturb the minds of the innocent, that the pure devotee of the Lord, he understands the inner desire of the Lord.
Ali u smislu na taj stih Śrīla Prabhupāda kaže da osoba, da čisti bhakta u stvari razumije želje gospodina.
And the inner desire, the heart of the Lord, he wants all the fallen conditioned souls to come back home, back to Godhead.
I ta, u stvari, želja gospodina da on želi da sve se duše vrate nazad kući Bogu.
So even though the Lord says we shouldn't disturb the minds of the innocent, because we know the Lord's desire is that they all come home, we go out and preach Krishna consciousness anyway.
I stoga, iako gospodin kaže da ne trebamo uznemiravati umove nevinih, mi ipak odlazimo vani i propovjedamo svjesnost Krišne.
But they were saying, you shouldn't go, these Westerners, all they know is sin.
I ti njegovi god brothers su govorili, niste treba otići tim zapadnjacima, oni sve što znaju, to je grijeh.
Intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, this is the Western way of life.
Jedanje mesa, nezakoniti seks, kockanje, to je zapadnjački način života.
You can't purify these boys and girls.
Ti ne možeš pročistiti te momke i djevojke.
They're born in sinful countries.
Oni su rođeni u griješnim zemljama.
Like America.
Poput Amerike.
They gave the example of a pot which has contained wine.
I postoji primjer posude u kojoj sadrži vino.
According to Vedic philosophy, a wine-stained pot can never be purified.
I prema vedskoj filozofiji posude u kojoj stajalo vino nikad se ne može pročistiti.
Even if you wash it many times.
Čak i ako ga puno puta operete.
You can't purify a wine-stained pot.
Ne možete pročistiti tu posudu koja je stajala.
So these Western boys and girls.
Iz toga ovi zapadnjački momci i djevojke.
So much sinful activity they've done.
Učinili su toliko puno grešnih aktivnosti.
You're wasting their time.
Gubiš svoje vrijeme.
And your time.
Gubiš svoje i njihovo vrijeme.
And giving them initiations.
I daješ im inicijaciju.
This is so offensive, Bhaktivedanta Swami.
To je toliko uvredljivo, Bhaktivedanta Swami.
They can never be purified.
Oni nikad ne mogu biti pročišćeni.
So Prabhupada, who's a perfect preacher, he said, what is more powerful, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, or the accumulation of many lifetimes of sinful activities?
I Sri Prabhupada, koji je bio izvrstan propovjednik, je rekao, što je moćnije, mantranje Hare Krishna ili nagomilavanje griješnih djelatnosti?
The reactions to many millions of lifetimes, is that more powerful than the chanting of Hare Krishna?
Reakcije mnogih aktivnosti tokom mnogih života, da li je to moćnije od mantranja Hare Krishna?
He said, what's more powerful, Krishna's name or millions of lifetimes of sinful reactions?
Što je moćnije, Krishnino ime ili milioni života grešnih aktivnosti?
So what could they say?
I što su mogli reći?
They're Vaishnavas.
Oni su Vaishnava.
They know the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, the philosophy of the holy name.
Poznaju filozofiju svjesnosti Krišne, filozofiju svetog imena.
Namachintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, that the holy name of Krishna is the same as Krishna.
Sveto ime Krišne je jednako kao i Krišna.
And Krishna is more powerful than billions and billions of sinful reactions.
A Krishna je moćni od biliona i biliona grešnih aktivnosti.
Krishna is like the sun.
Krishna poput sunca.
When the sun rises in the morning, the sun destroys all the darkness of night.
Kada sunce izlazi ujutro, ono raspiši svu tamu noći.
Go light up the sky right now.
Otiđite.
Try to go out and light up the sky.
Otiđite i pokušajte stvari upaliti nebom.
Take a big strong flashlight.
Uzmite ogromnu zapaljenu žarulju.
Nothing.
Ništa.
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 Nishta means steady in Sanskrit. You can't do anything with that light.
Nishta ne možete učiniti s tim.
But the sun. The sun can give light the whole, chase away all the darkness.
Ali sunce može otjerati svu tamu.
So, Krishna's name is like that. Krishna's darkness is compared to ignorance. So wherever there's the chanting of Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The darkness of ignorance is immediately chased away.
I takav je Krishna, gdje god postoji mantranje Hare Krishna, tama neznanja je odmah otjerana.
So what could the God brothers say? They had to say, otherwise they would be atheists. They'd have to say, the name of God, it's not different than God, so the name of God is all powerful.
I što su mogli reći, oni nisu ateisti, rekli su, ime Božije je jednako moćno kao i sam Bog.
So Prabhupada said, yes, I admit that those young people in the Western countries, they have many sinful reactions stored in their heart due to their ignorance.
Prabhupada je rekao, da, priznajem, ti mladi ljudi sa zapada imaju puno grešnih reakcija zbog svog neznanja.
But what is Harinam initiation?
Ali što je Harinam inicijacija?
Harinam initiation means the initiation into the chanting of the holy names.
Harinam inicijacija znači inicijacija u mantranje svetih imena.
So when I give them this initiation, I'm giving them initiation into Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Therefore, all those, he said, I have turned the hippies into hippies.
Šta je ta inicijacija? Kada im dajem inicijaciju, stvari, i ja im dajem sve to ime Hare Krishna Mahamantru i stvari pretvaram hippije u happije.
And Sanatana Goswami says, just as bell metal can be changed into gold by a chemical or mystical process, so an ordinary low conditioned soul can be turned into a Brahmana Vaishnava by proper training and diksha.
Kao što metal može biti pretvoren u zlato određenim kemikalijama procesom, tako isto i niskog rođena osoba pjevanjem u stvari svetog imena može biti pretvorena u baktu Vaishnava.
No, both situations are miracles.
Obje situacije su čuda.
And I know how to change metal into gold.
Ja znam kako mogu pretvoriti metal u zlato.
I studied very carefully very confidential parts of the Vedas.
Ja sam to veoma pomno proučavao te povjerljive stvari dijelove Veda.
And in one very secret passage, which is a very unknown book, I found the way which you can turn this glass to gold.
I u jednom tajnom stvaru pasusu odjeljku Veda pronašao sam u stvari formulu kako mogu pretvoriti ovu čašu u zlato.
In fact, that is how I pay for my airplane tickets all over the world.
Zapravo tako plaćam za svoje avionske karte širom svijeta.
Do you believe that? So I know that process and I can tell you.
Znači ja znam taj proces i mogu vam reći.
Then you won't have any more financial problems.
Ja da nećete više imati nikakvih financijskih problema.
So next time I come I'll tell you. Who would like to know that? But you have to use it in Krishna's service.
Ali trebate to iskoristiti u.
Because we're not interested in gold, right? So maybe I shouldn't tell you because you'll get distracted from pure devotional service.
Možda vam ne bi trebalo reći jer ćete biti odvučeni od čiste službe prema poštovanju.
But if you promise to use all the gold in Krishna's service, I'll tell you.
Ali ako obećate da ćete iskoristiti svo zlato u služenju Krišne, obećavam da ću vam reći.
Yes, was it this morning I told you the formula for developing pure love of God?
Ujutro sam vam rekao formulu za razvijanje čiste ljubavi prema Krišni.
What was it? Okay, thank you. So now I'll tell you the formula, gold.
Wow.
So what you do is you take a liquid cup of mercury.
Trebate uzeti tečni merkuri.
Like they have in the thermometers, you know, when you take your temperature.
Uh-huh.
You drink a whole cup of that. What's wrong with that? Well, it's poison. Anyway, that's no problem. And then, well, the yogis used to do it, you see. The yogis had mystic powers by which they wouldn't be affected by the mercury.
I yogi bi to radili, oni su imali te mistične moći i tako da ne bi na njih djelovala u stvari ta živa.
I think I fell asleep at that part. I missed that part, how to get that mystic power when I was reading that.
Taj dio kako u stvari dobiti te mistične moći nisam sam propustio, mislim da sam tad zaspao.
I think I just missed that one sentence there.
But
then it went on to say that the yogi goes to sleep, and then when he wakes up in the morning and he urinates on the metal, and because of that chemical reaction of the mercury in his body and his mantras, then turns to gold.
I onda tu stoji da jogi nekada se probudi, znači nakon spavanja, i kada urinira, onda se to pretvara u stvari u zlato.
So it's as simple as that.
To je tako jednostavno.
So I don't think you'll have any more financial problems because you'll become dead anyway. What is it?
Toga mislim da nećete imati nikakvih financijskih problema jer ćete u svakom slučaju biti mrtvi.
But it's no less a miracle that Western people can be turned into Brahman Vaishnavas.
Ali stvari nije stvari manje čudo da zapadnjaci postaju Brahmane.
And that formula is no secret.
A ta formula nije tajna.
Yasya deve parabhakti yata devi tata guru. The one who has full faith in the instructions of his spiritual master in Krishna, the full purport of may acknowledge is revealed to such a devotee.
Osobi koja ima potpunu vjeru u instrukcije duhovnog učitelja Krišne, smisao Veda se razotkriva.
So Prabhupada gave us many instructions.
Stoga Prabhupada nam je dao mnogo instrukcije.
He says in Srimad Bhagavatam that the most important instruction is to chant
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So if we chant with faith like that, following Prabhupada's instructions, then the miracle will happen that we'll all become Krishna conscious and we'll all go back to Goloka Vrindavan.
Harivo.
Znači, Srila Prabhupada nam je dao mnoge instrukcije i najvažnija instrukcija je mantranje Hare Krishna i ako slijedimo tu instrukciju, onda ćemo svi otići nazad u Goloka Vrindavan.
Because different mantras have different effects.
Različite mantre imaju različite efekte.
So, just like Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
What's the book?
So tonight we will be speaking on Bhagavad Gita. This mantra, this is for going to Vaikuntha, Vasudeva.
Ova mantra je za odlazak u Vaikuntha, Vasudeva.
That mantra was received by Ramanujacharya from his spiritual master.
Tu mantru je primio Ramanujacharya od svog duhovnog učitelja.
He said this is a secret mantra.
I rekao je ovo je tajna mantra.
You should not tell it to anybody.
Ne bi trebali nikome reći.
Because the result of this mantra is that you go to Vaikuntha.
Jer je rezultat ove mantre da idete na Vaikuntha.
Very secret.
To je veoma tajno.
So what did Ramanujacharya do?
I što je Ramanujacharya učinio?
He went to the marketplace and climbed a big tall pole.
I otišao je na tržnicu i popeo se na veliku.
And he called all the people, come, I want to tell you something very confidential.
I rekao je svim ljudima, dođite, želim vam reći nešto veoma povjerljivo.
That if you want to go back to Godhead, back to Vaikuntha, chant the following mantra, it's very secret.
Ako želite ići nazad na Vaikuntha, nazad Bogu, mantrajte sljedeću mantru, veoma je tajna.
But tell everybody.
Ali kažite svima.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He'd be screaming like that. Everybody started chanting Om namo Bhagavate.
I onda je vikao to Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya i svako je počeo mantrati.
And his guru became very angry. I told you not to give that mantra. It's secret.
I onda je njegov guru postao veoma ljut i rekao, rekao sam ti da nikome ne daš tu mantru, ona je tajna.
It's very special that by that mantra you can go back to Godhead.
Veoma je specijalna, izgovaranjem te mantre možeš ići nazad kući Bogu.
So Ramanujacharya said, yes, that is why I'm telling everyone, because I want everyone to go back to Godhead.
I Ramanujacharya rekao, da, zato i govorim to svima jer želim da svi idu kući nazad Bogu.
So the same thing in this age, Prabhupada is not telling us to keep it a secret, he's telling it to chant as loudly as possible, just like we had kirtan tonight. We should chant like that all the time. That we get Krishna conscious and all the living entities that are in his room, bugs and cockroaches, they also become Krishna conscious.
Ista stvar je i u ovom dobu, Šrila Prabhupada nam je svima rekao da mantramo glasno i jasno, tako da svi imaju dobrobit kao što smo večeras imali kirtan, tako bi trebali svaki put mantrati da sva živa bića, svi žohari imaju dobrobit od toga.
And these are God's most intimate names.
I ovo su gospodinova najintimnija
imena. God has unlimited names.
Gospodin ima neograničena imena.
But his most intimate name is Krishna.
Ali njegovo najintimnije ime je Krishna.
In the spiritual world they call him Krishna. And Rama. Rama means the pleasure potency. Or you can take it as Balaram.
ili Rama. Rama znači moć zadovoljstva, ili možete to stvari uzeti kao Balaram.
And most important, Srimati Radharani is there.
I najvažnije, Srimati Radharani je tu.
Right. Without Radharani's mercy, we cannot get Krishna's mercy.
Bez milosti Radharani ne možemo dobiti milost Krishna.
Krishna is hard as a thunderbolt and soft as a rose.
Krishna je jak poput munje, groma, i mekan poput ruže.
So his soft, gentle nature is represented by Srimati Radharani.
I ta njegova, u stvari, meka priroda je reprezentirana, u stvari, Srimati Radharani.
She's the best devotee of Krishna.
Ona je najbolji bhakta Krishna.
And therefore Krishna puts her in charge of devotion to Krishna.
I stoga je Krishna nju, u stvari, zadužio za devociju prema njemu.
So this Maha Mantra contains the name Radharani.
Tako da ova Maha Mantra sadrži ime Radharani.
Hare represents Mother Hara or Srimati Radhika.
Hare predstavlja u stvari Srimati Radharani ili Majku Hara.
So we first appeal to Radharani.
I stoga mi se prvo molimo Radharani.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare
Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Her name is mentioned the most.
Njegno ime se najviše spominje.
So by her mercy we may become Krishna conscious and go back to the abode of Radha and Krishna and Lord Baladev, which is Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Njeno milošću mi možemo otići nazad u prebivalište Radha i Krishna i Balarama, koji je stvari Sri Vrindavan Dham.
And how do we do it?
I kako ćemo to učiniti?
By having kirtans like we had tonight.
Tako što ćemo imati kirtane kao što smo imali večeras.
How much we relish the chanting of Hare Krishna in the association of devotees.
Koliko u stvari uživamo u mantranju Hare Krishna, u druženju
bhakta. This is actually the easiest access to Krishna through his name.
To je u stvari najlakši pristup Krishna kroz njegovo ime.
And that is, Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure.
A Krishna je rezervoar svog zadovoljstva.
So when we're chanting Hare Krishna like we were tonight, all the devotees so enthusiastically, we're surely experiencing the highest pleasure.
I kad mantramo Hare Krishna kao što smo to radili večeras, zasigurno kušamo svjesnost Krishna.
By giving the highest pleasure to Krishna.
Dajući najveće zadovoljstvo Krishna.
So we will look forward to coming back to Sarajevo and chanting Hare Krishna with all of you Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis again.
Radujemo se da ponovo dođemo u Sarajevo i da mantramo Hare Krishna sa svima vama Vaishnavama i Vaishnavima.
We very much enjoyed our very short stay here.
Veoma smo uživali u našem boravku, boraveći ovdje.
Speaking Krishna katha.
Pričajući o Krishna.
Chanting Hare Krishna.
Mantrajući Hare Krishna.
Taking Bosnia prasadam.
Čašići bosanski prasadam.
What did I have today? Those little things, what are they called?
Pita pie.
What do you call in Bosnia?
Pita.
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 Yes. Pita. You got nishta and pita. These are all Sanskrit words.
Tamas. Tamas.
Tamas.
Yeah. Tama.
Tama. You've got, but it all has the wrong meaning. They forgot the meaning, I guess. So, nice pita prasad, and we'll look forward to coming back again and sharing Krishna consciousness with all of you.
Radujemo se ponovnom dolasku i dijeljenju stvari svjesnosti Krishna s vama.
We'll try to bring back some other Vaishnavas. We'll try to bring Sri Prahlad next time.
Sljedeći put ćemo dovesti još Vaishnava kao što je Sri Prahlad.
And we'll stay for 3 days.
I ostat ćemo 3 dana.
We'll only stay 1 day and a half this time.
Ovaj put smo ostali samo dan i pol.
We'll try to come back in October.
Pokušat ćemo se vratiti u oktobru.
With all of you wonderful devotees.
Sa svima vama divnim bhaktama.
And chant and dance and take a shot.
Kad ćemo mantrati i uzeti prasad.
Of course we don't like to say goodbye.
Naravno ne želimo, ne volimo reći
doviđenja. It's more fun saying hello.
Ljepše je reći zdravo.
But we have to keep traveling, that's our duty to Srila Prabhupada.
Ali moramo nastaviti putovati, to je naša dužnost prema Srila Prabhupada.
There's only one good thing about saying goodbye.
Postoji samo jedna dobra stvar u tome kad se kaže doviđenja.
That is, in the future you can again say hello.
To je da u budućnosti opet možemo reći zdravo.
So thank you all very much for your nice association.
Hvala vam svima na vašem divnom društvu.
You're all young devotees, but there's a special, unique nectar in your first few years in Krishna consciousness.
svi ste mladi bhakti, ali tu postoji taj posebni nektar tih prvih godina u svjesnosti.
It's like the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, Prabhupada said, everything is always fresh and new.
To je kao u duhovnom svijetu, što je Prabhupada rekao, u duhovnom svijetu uvijek sve novo i svježe.
Yoga Maya makes it seem like every time you do something, it's like the first time you did it, although you've been doing it for ever.
U duhovnom svijetu sve kad što radite čini se kao da radite po prvi put iako ga radite već dugo.
There's a special freshness in doing something the first time, meeting somebody for the first time, tasting something for the first time, having kirtan for the first time.
Sorry, to je ta posebna svježina kada radite nešto po prvi put, kao što je kad nekog susrećete po prvi put ili ste u kirtanu prvi put i tako dalje.
So in the spiritual world, every day you see Krishna, but it's like you're seeing him for the first time.
Tako u duhovnom svijetu svaki dan vidite Krišnu, ali to je kao da ga svaki put po prvi put vidite.
Every time you see Radharani, it's like the very first time you're seeing Radharani.
Svaki put kad vidite Radharani, to je kao kad je prvi put vidite.
Every time you take prasadam, it's like the first time you ever took prasadam.
Kada uzimate prasadam, to je kao da prvi put kušate prasadam.
Every time you go to play with Krishna and the cows, it's like the first day you've ever done it.
Svaki put kad idete igrati sa Krišnom i kravama, to je kao da ste prvi put to učinili.
And every time the gopis meet Radha and Krishna, it's like the first time.
Svaki put kad gopi susreću Radha i Krishnu, to je kao prvi put.
Every day it's like that for eternity.
Svaki dan je to tako za vječnost.
So we get a little taste of that here in Sarajevo.
Dobili smo mali ukus stvari toga ovdje u Sarajevu.
Because many of you are young devotees.
Jer su mnogi od vas mladi bhakte.
Compared to us old timers.
Odnosno s nama koji smo već tu dugo.
We've been around a long time. We're still not Krishna conscious, but anyway, we have faith in Prabhupada's potency.
To smo već duže, nismo još svjesni Krišne, ali imamo vjeru u moć Šrila Prabhupada.
Next Tuesday is Gaur Purnima.
Sljedeći utorak je Gaur Purnima.
So that also I'm celebrating my 20th year of sannyas.
Proslavljam 20. godišnjicu od uzimanja sannyasa.
I took sannyas in 1979 by Prabhupada's mercy.
Uzeo sam sannyas 1979. milošću Šrila Prabhupada.
I took with Shivaram Swami.
Zajedno sa Shivaram Swami.
And Prabhavishnu Swami.
I Prabhavishnu Swami.
So I wish that actually we could all Prabhavishnu Swami and Shivaram Swami and I could all be together that day, but it's not possible.
Želio bih da mogu tog dana biti zajedno sa Prabhavishnu Swami i Shivaram Swami, ali to neće biti moguće.
But as old timers in Krishna consciousness, we always like very much associating with all the new devotees, because the new devotees always show that enthusiasm in chanting, dancing and also taking prasadam.
Ali mi koji smo tu već dugo, jako se volimo u stvari družiti sa mladim baktama jer oni mi pokazuju tu svježinu, svježinu u stvari druženja sa njima i uzimanja prasadama.
Just like Prabhupada, as I mentioned, he liked to associate with us even though we were just beginners in 1969-1970.
Kao što sam spomenuo, Šrila Prabhupada se volio družiti sa nama iako smo bili početnici tih godina.
Prabhupada always felt very comfortable around his disciples.
Prabhupada se uvijek osjećao ugodno u prisustvu svojih učenika.
He enjoyed sharing Krishna consciousness with us.
Uživaju u stvari dijeleći svjesnost Krishna sa nama.
Like a father likes to see his children take their first little steps in life.
Kao što otac voli u stvari vidjeti kada njegova djeca prave prve korake u životu.
So we also enjoy coming to places like Sarajevo where many of you are just coming and coming out of the horrible, miserable material nature into the all blissful, festive life of Krishna consciousness.
Stoga mi volimo dolaziti ovdje u Sarajevo gdje mnogi od vas tek dolaze iz tog jadnog života u materijalnom svijetu u taj u životu svjesnosti Krishna.
And here we even see whole families becoming Krishna conscious.
I ovdje vidimo da čitave porodice postaju svjesne Krishna.
Right? The demigod of wine and his sister.
Polubogina i njegove sestre.
They'll keep teasing you till you get your name changed. You just have to be patient.
Nastavit ćemo te izazati dok ne dobiješ novo ime.
Is your mother here tonight?
Je li ovdje tvoja majka?
And your little sister?
No, just...
Sister, sister, there. And I heard there's other whole families here.
I čuo sam da ovdje još ima nekih porodica.
Ugodane was telling me there's a mother.
She's mother of Rasa Rasika.
Oh, oh, you're Rasa Rasika. Oh,
and Muhammad also. She went to India.
Oh.
Many families.
Many families.
And also...
Kelly families.
Actually, we're all one big family. We're all one big family of Krishna consciousness. This is eternal family. Prabhupada said we would have our ISKCON in the spiritual sky.
I ovo je govori naša vječna porodica. Šila Prabhupada je rekao da ćemo imati ISKCON u duhovnom svijetu.
So let's work to expand the family.
Stoga radimo na tome da proširimo porodicu.
I hope when I come back in October there can be even more new devotees here.
Nadam se da će kada se vratimo u oktobru ovdje biti još više bhakta.
And we wish you all success in your Krishna consciousness.
I želimo vam svima uspjeh u vašoj svjesnosti Krishna.
So thank you for allowing me to come even if it was just a short time.
Hvala vam, zahvaljujem što ste mi dozvolili da dođem iako na ovako kratko vrijeme.
And we'll see you in a few months.
I vidjet ćemo se za nekoliko mjeseci.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.